With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Property damage, but no injuries reported in southeast Texas. Raked by a series of tornadoes yesterday, Wharton County, about 40 miles southwest of Houston, especially hard hit. Forecasters warn of the possibility of more rough weather today across parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. There's a storm of a different type, a political storm, raging in South Korea.
South Korea's opposition-controlled National Assembly has voted to impeach the country's acting leader, Han Duck-soo. The Assembly approved the impeachment motion in a 192-0 vote on Friday, while governing party lawmakers boycotted the vote. Han, the number two official in South Korea, has been the caretaker leader after President Yoon Suk-yeol was impeached by the Assembly over his short-lived imposition of martial law earlier this month. Han's impeachment further deepens South Korea's political crisis and damages its international image. I'm Charles.
Also at SRNnews.com, China continues to strengthen its military might. Today, it christened a new amphibious assault ship capable of launching fighter jets. It's designed to strengthen China's Navy combat abilities in distant seas. The Japanese cabinet approving a record $55 billion defense budget for next year. Japan beefing up its defense capabilities with long-range cruise missiles, and it's starting to deploy Tomahawks as it faces a growing threat from China, as well as North Korea and Russia. Angered by the announcement of new U.S. military sales and more aid for Taiwan, Beijing imposing sanctions on seven American-based companies. China also objects to the recently approved annual U.S. defense spending bill. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 133 points. This is SRN News. Are you going to church on New Year's Eve?
It's not as unusual as you might think. In fact, watch night services, as they're often called, date back to the arrival of Moravian church members in the U.S. in the early 1700s. These celebrations, often starting about 7 p.m. and running till midnight, have since been adopted by many denominations, including the Lutherans, Baptists, Methodists, and Anglicans. Due to their length, the service usually includes a meal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Disability activists say many Americans with physical and mental challenges would like to attend church but find it difficult. Those activists are urging congregations to consider how they can be more welcoming to disabled people in their communities. David Mandel of the Penn Center for Mental Health says church leaders can consider things such as setting up a quiet, sensory-friendly room that families can go to when needed and still follow the service remotely. This is SRN News. Representative Chip Roy and Senator Ted Cruz, both Texas Republicans, were named the most active posters on the social platform X this year among all lawmakers in Congress, according to a recent report.
The December 17th report on Quorum, a Washington-based public affairs firm, found that Roy, who represents Texas's 21st congressional district, was the most active member of Congress on X in 2024, authorizing 9,799 posts. Cruz was second on the list with 9,056 posts. Quorum said it analyzed every post on X made by members of the 118th Congress this year. It covered activity on the platform between January 1st and November 30th. In third place behind Cruz was Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon with 7,584 posts. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Following a lengthy battle with cancer, Richard Parsons, one of corporate America's most prominent black executives, has died. He was 76. More details at SRNnews.com.